Hey guys, it's Kaya here, and I want to share with you my stop and go method. I came across it a couple of years ago, and it took me a really long time to perfect and understand it to the level that I do today. And I'm hoping that in this short few minutes, I can impart on you why it's important to first notice how stop and go works. So for a very long time, I thought, I'm here alone on this earth and I gotta figure this crap out. I thought, you know, I did believe in God, I didn't believe in God, whatever the hell that story was, doesn't even make a difference. I thought, I'm here alone, I gotta figure this out. It's all on me, no one's coming to save me. Figure it out. And when that thought came through, I went into an overdrive of figuring out, okay, so what can I do? I can do this, I could do this, I could do this, I could do this. And I started to do everything I could do. The problem with that is that I didn't realize that there is a higher power here. Now, you can call it God, you can call it the universe, you can call it love, you can call it the flow, whatever you want to call it. I invite you to shift out any word that you don't like that I share. Just erase it out and replace it with a word that works for you. All right, so I like to call it God today's day, or love sometimes, or the flow, or universe. But if one of those words don't work with you, just change it out to a word that works. So for me, it at the time when I realized about the stop and go method, I really was struggling because I kept getting really, really stuck. And then when I realized, oh my God, I am the savior for myself, I went into this overdrive of action and I kept going and going and going. And then I got burnt out. Have you ever done that? Have you ever burnt yourself out because of the excitement of action, because of the excitement of where you want to go, or because of plain simple overwork? Have you ever burnt yourself out? Are you perhaps in a burnout right now? Or maybe not. Maybe you're in the rush area. Wherever you're up to, this will pertain to you, because recognizing this pattern will get you to the next stage of understanding of, wait, I can use it to my benefit. And we're not going to get to that quite yet today, but I first want to share with you the exact breakdown so you understand it. What happened at some point is I started to realize, oh gosh, I'm taking way too much action. I'm burnt out. I don't want to do anything anymore. And then came the I don't want to do anything part of the process. And I went into the stop. And it took me quite a few months until the first time that I realized, 1 second, what if I just go a little bit? I follow this calling that I have, this feeling, this urge to do a photo shoot for someone, you know, and I follow it. And I go, I take 1 step forward and then I stop. And then I wait over there and I say, okay, what's my next calling? I will go wherever it tells me to go. When this idea first presented itself to me, it was almost, I felt like I didn't have another choice, because I had gotten to such a level of burnout that I did not want to get up in the morning and do anything. I didn't want to die. I wasn't suicidal at that time period, thank God. It was more of like, I didn't want to make more happen. I was just so fed up because I had worked so hard. And so today what I want to share with you is, what if we can bring a higher power into this exact experience of, you know, whether that's making money, whether that's business related, whether it could be in relationships, it could be in anything else, wherever the stop and go you want to use this method, whichever area in your life, I invite you to a second, bring it in. Take that area. And I'm going to take the area of making money, because that was always something I struggled with. And instead of talking about money mindset, what I'm going to tell you today is nothing about money mindset. I'm going to tell you, let's leave that on pause for now. For now, let's just understand something. We cannot make money in a way or any result you want, right? So we cannot make a relationship happen. We cannot make money, right? I'm going with mine in the format of thinking that I'm the only one who's going to do it. In an independent way, independent from the universe. The universe is the source of all money. Now, if you had a pen and paper right now, I'd say, write that down and underline it. If you have one near you, write it down, because it'll really hit home when you realize this. The universe is the source of all money, right? Or God is the source of all money, or the flow is the source of all money. Or maybe you're not talking about money at all. Maybe you're talking about relationships. Maybe you're talking about health. So, right? The universe is the source of health. The universe is the source of relationships. Whatever it is you're talking about, the universe is the source of it. So it would be so incredibly silly to do what most of us do and try to figure it out on our own and make the universe our enemy, or at best, just another factor that doesn't happen to be involved in how we figure out our life, right? How sad is that, to make the universe, the thing that's the source of it all, almost non-relevant when it comes to the process, when really that is the process. So this is going to be a two-part. I'm going to explain this more tomorrow, I think, because I don't think I can wrap it all up in one. So I'm just going to go with understanding it, the breakdown. So when the universe, right, has all these beautiful stuff that it wants to give us, and it looks at us and it says, okay, here's what you got to do to get it, right? When the universe does that, and we listen to the universe, right, and we're connected, it'll come in a format of, just like a gut feeling of like, let me try that job. Let me go on that date. Let me tell this person that I'm looking to date for marriage. Take that risk. Maybe they'll leave, but maybe they'll stay. Let me go on that diet. I hate diets. So not, you know, let me go on a eating plan, whatever that is, right? When we're connected to the universe can easily tell us and direct us to what to do, right? And even when it does it, especially when it does it, if we're still connected to the universe, it'll tell you, okay, this is what you need to do. And then it'll be quiet. And the reason for that quiet is not for you to go and rack your brains to figure out more stuff to do, because it wants you to update to where you are and get ready for the next stage, for the next calling to come, for the next information that the universe is going to give you of what to do, right? So, for example, when I was trying to make money in the past, I thought I had to figure it all out. I figured the universe was like just kind of here, I don't know. And I was here and I had to figure it out, and I had to grab as much as I could, you know, do as much as I could, update as much as I could so that the universe would give me money. And the universe was not a part of it. The universe was just something that I spoke to manifest it. I wanted to force it out of it. I wanted to understand the nature of it so I can force it out, as opposed to realizing, oh my God, all this love, all that love wants from me is for me to show up and to listen. And when it says to do something, do it. And when it doesn't say, enjoy the silence and trust and wait. And then when it says the next thing to do, do it. And then trust and wait. And then if it says to do five things, do one at a time, until you've skipped all the way through those five. And I know that sounds, it might sound like a lot, but I'm hoping that as I speak, I'm getting this light feeling, and I'm hoping you can get it too, of just imagine for a moment, okay? You don't have to figure out how you're gonna do it, but imagine for a moment, you really can connect to the knowledge that this, everything you want, the universe has it for you. It has it, it's here. And instead of trying to force it out or earn it away from it, it just wants you to listen to it. Love wants to be heard. The flow wants you to flow with it. God wants you to be with Him. Whatever language, however that works, imagine that for a moment. Everything you want, what you thought of before, it's really accessible for you. It's right there. It's just waiting for you to open yourself up, to recognize you don't have to figure it out yourself. Not even close. You never will. I guarantee you, you yourself never can. Anyone who's ever figured out anything in this world connected to a power greater than themselves to do it. Now, that could be teammates, that could be, but someone was connected to something greater than themselves, to a higher power, to the universe, to God, to anyone who's big out there, anyone who's made it in whatever way you call made it, has a belief in something bigger, has a system that connects to something bigger than just themselves, that connects to the universe. So right now, you become that bigger version of you. You become it right this minute by seeing it, seeing how it feels to know the universe has everything you want. And the stop and go method is how you get it. You stop, listen to what the universe has to say, follow what it says, go when it says to go, and then stop again until it says to go again. I'll explain that to you more soon. First, I wanted to make sure you understand the underlying messages of like exactly how it works, the stop and go method. And I'll be back with you here soon to let you know, how do you use it? How do I, like, literally, what does it mean day to day? How did I actually start accessing the stop and go method, not just understanding it? Alrighty, see you guys soon.